Hello there, boys and girls. As I said in my last video, Katie Gwynn has blocked me from her official channel. And she's in Ohio. She's due back. Today's Tuesday, the 7th, I guess, of October 2023. And she's supposedly due back from drilling with the Ohio National Guard. Apparently, you can drill multiple days and get credit, like up to 20 days or something, for drilling. And it doesn't matter where the hell you drill or anything like that, but you get those credits, and then you can use those to not drill 2 days here or 2 days there, some kind of babble. So Katie's been busy drilling out in Ohio, making friends and pals and all, you know, out in Ohio. And what's interesting about that is that she's making buddies out there, you know, wooing them with her wonderful career and all. And that she, you know, might would like to settle down here. You know, Ohio is my home, and I'm going to move back here, I think. Well, in the meantime, she's making moves to her command here in South Carolina to insinuate, yeah, I want to move to Ohio. Can we transfer my National Guard stuff to Ohio? And so, just think about her command staff, knowing what they know about Katie Gwynn and how she's disrupted things and how she's no longer a helicopter pilot, the whole nine yards. What would they do? Now, I suspect they'd be like, oh man, this is the opportunity to get rid of this damn Katie Gwynn. And so how do you think they would do on a recommendation? Now, you would think that they would go, you know what? Come here, Secretary. Write me a recommendation. I want that thing to look as good as possible. Yes, sir. And that he'd run off, and or she or they or them would run off and write this sparkling little letter of recommendation, bring it back to the general, and the general would say, this is very nice, but it's not sparkling enough. I need some more sparkle. We've got to get rid of this woman. And so this gets sent out there to Ohio, and Ohio goes, holy cow, this is a great thing. They hate to lose her. Oh, yeah, we'll take her. So Katie knows that the command here in South Carolina would love to get rid of her. And she knows the command in Ohio doesn't know a thing about her. And she's very good at bullshitting people. So it all fits together. She knows that the command's going to say, oh yeah, I would recommend her very highly. So in the meantime, she's got me blocked. I can't say anything on her official page. She knows that it's illegal to do that. She knows that it's against the free speech. And she knows that everybody else knows that. But she's going to do it anyway. So to that end, you know, I talk about how the county council is mum. They won't say a word. Well, I wrote this little email to them, and so what I put up there is, council members, when the people elect a person to office, they place trust in them to uphold the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. In fact, every elected official swears an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. The public trust is sacred in a republican form of government. It is the social contract foundation upon which government by and for the people rests. to violate the contract is in fact breach of trust and disqualifies the elected official from holding that trust. Chairwoman Gwynn has indeed violated the First Amendment rights of at least one constituent by blocking him from her official Facebook page, thus censoring the free speech of the people. The evidence of this can be viewed and is presented in this short video. And of course, I linked to the previous video where we show that I can't get on it, and other people can. The facts are clear and have been placed before you, which requires, under your oath, that you defend the right of free speech against enemies, foreign and domestic. I hereby demand that you honor your oath and move to condemn the chairwoman's actions through a formal resolution at the next council meeting on 11/14/2023. I also demand that the resolution call for the immediate resignation of the chairwoman and that she issue a formal public apology to each of those censored. Failure to publicly condemn these unconstitutional actions in and of itself is a breach of the oath of office and breach of the public trust. I welcome a formal response from each councilman to this immediate threat to the right of the free speech in Kershaw County. Ladies and gentlemen, how can you argue with that? If you're an elected official and you swore enough to an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, including the Bill of Rights, and you remain silent when there is a clear violation of such, you might as well be an accessory to the crime. What will these councilmen do? The six other councilmen. You got Russell Brazel, Sammy Tucker, Danny Cato, Brant Tomlinson, Jimmy Jones. What are they going to do? Are they going to stand up and say something? Or are they going to be accomplices to the crime? That's the question. We'll see. Any response I get, I'll post it right here on YouTube. But this is a quick update for the Kershaw County Liberty Report. Until next time, peace.